أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسماء بنيناها بأيدي وإنا لموسعون والأرض فرشناها فنعم الماهدون ومن كل شيء خلقنا زوجين لعلكم تذكرون ففروا إلى الله إني لكم منه نذير مبين. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله with the fuzzle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tonight, being the 26th night of this Mubarak month of Ramadan, we completed the 27th juz of the Quran. And alhamdulillah, many of the surahs now that we are reciting as we approaching towards the end, many of you might be familiar with the surahs that were recited. We continued with the recitation of Surah Zariyat. Thereafter we began Surah Tur, Wat Tur. Thereafter we recited from وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى سُورَ نَجْمِ سُورَ قَمَرْ اِقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرْ. Thereafter Surah Ar-Rahman was recited. Thereafter Surah Waqia was recited. And the last surah that was recited tonight was Suratul Hadid. So many surahs were recited in the Tarawih of tonight. in the Suratul Dhariyat that we recited in the beginning, Allah Ta'ala begins the surah by asking a question. قَالَ فَمَا خَطْبُكُمْ أَيُّهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ. So this question was directed from Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. And he directed the questions to the malaika that were present in front of him. So this discussion began in the previous half page that هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ ضَيْفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ إِذْ دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ فَقَالُوا سَلَامًا قَالَ سَلَامٌ قُومٌ مُنْكَرُونَ. Allah Ta'ala talks about the guests, the honorable guests of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So two very good looking young men had come to Ibrahim alayhi salam as guests and they made salam to him. So he also replied, قَالَ سَلَامٌ قُومٌ مُنْكَرُونَ. Thereafter, Quran mentions, فَرَاغَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ فَجَعَ بِعِجْلٍ سَمِينٍ فَقَرَّبَهُ إِلَيْهِمْ. That he instructed his family to prepare a meal. So she brought some cooked cow, cooked beef, and it was presented in front of them. فَقَالَ أَلَا تَأْكُلُونَ. So thereafter Allah Ta'ala mentions that Ibrahim alayhi salam told these two people that, why are you not eating? What is the matter with you? فَأَوْجَسَ مِنْهُمْ خِيفَ. And these two people now, they sensed Ibrahim alayhi salam fearing, some sense of fear in Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Ibrahim alayhi salam presented food in front of them. They did not eat it, and Ibrahim alayhi salam became worried. He saw that something is not right with these two people. So thereafter they told him, قَالُوا لَا تَخَفْ وَبَشِّرُوهُ بِغُلَامٍ عَلِيمٍ. They don't fear. We are two malaika. These two malaika were Jibril and Mikael. They had come into the form of men, and they gave Ibrahim alayhi salam glad tidings that Allah Ta'ala is going to bless you with a very, very knowledgeable child. As we know, Ibrahim alayhi salam, many, many years he made dua, Rabbi habli min as-salihin, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. And in very, very old age now, Allah Ta'ala accepted the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. فَأَقْبَلَتْ إِمْرَأَتُهُ فِي صَرَّةٍ فَصَكَّتْ وَجْهَا وَقَالَتْ عَجُوزٌ عَقِيمٌ. So Quran mentions that the wife of Ibrahim alayhi salam, thereafter she came, and she had a smile, she was happy. But she also said that, I'm an old woman, ajuzun aqim, I'm old and barren woman. And how is it possible for me to have a child? So we know the incident, it comes in many, many surahs of the Quran. It comes in the opening verses of Surah Maryam also, the entire incident. So they told her, they qalu kadhalik, qala rabbuki innahu huwa al-hakim al-alim. That is how it happens. Allah Ta'ala is all wise, Allah Ta'ala is all knowing. And it is the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala can give some in young age, and Allah Ta'ala here shows His Qudrat also that He gave them in very, very old age. So that incident of Ibrahim alayhi salam thereafter took another turn. Ibrahim alayhi salam thereafter inquires from them that, what is your matter? What have you been sent for? قَالَ فَمَا خَطْبُكُمْ أَيُّهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ قَالُوا إِنَّا رُسِلْنَا إِلَىٰ قُومٍ مُجْرِمِينَ لِنُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهِمْ حِجَارَةً مِّن طِينٍ. That we have been sent to a nation of wrongdoers, and we are going to rain down upon them rain down upon them pebbles, or rain down upon them rocks made from clay. So they further explained the reasoning behind. So on the one hand, they came to give Ibrahim a.s. glad tidings that Allah Ta'ala is going to bless you with a child. And on the other hand, they also came to destroy a nation. So the nation that they had come to destroy was the nation of Lut a.s. This nation, Lut a.s. used to call them towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They refused, they did not accept. And they were a very, very immoral nation also. In many other ayats of the Quran also, Allah Ta'ala makes mention of their immorality, where they now preferred their own gender, as opposed to how Allah Ta'ala had created man and woman. They were gays, homosexual as we understand it to be. And they had earned the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions that Lut alayhi salam addressed them and said that, why don't you marry woman that Allah Ta'ala has chosen for you? Ha ulai banati hunna atharu lakum fattaqullaha wa la tukhzuni fi dhayfi. These are all my daughters, referring to the woman of the ummah. In Nabi was obviously the father of the ummah, so all the women were his sort of his daughters. So he says, why don't you go and make nikah with all these women? Why are you preferring man and adopting something that is unnatural? Hunna atharu lakum, it is more pure for you. And these two malaika also went, when they went to Lut alayhi salam, they also went in this form, very, very good looking form. So Lut alayhi salam tells them, wala tukhzuni fi dhayfi, they don't humiliate me, don't disgrace me in front of my guests. Quran mentions, وَجَاءَ أَهْلُ الْمَدِينَةِ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ قَالَ إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ ضَيْفِي فَلَا تَفْضَحُونَ. The people of the city, when they saw these two handsome men had come out of town, they became very, very happy, and they intended to commit their despicable and evil act with these two malaika also. أَلَيْسَ مِنْكُمْ رَجُلُ رَشِيدٍ. Lut alayhi salam tells him, he said, no noble man amongst you. So they tell Lut alayhi salam, مَا لَنَا فِي بَنَاتِكَ مِنْ حَقٍ. وَإِنَّكَ لَتَعْلَمُ مَا نُرِيدُ. We have no desire, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, we have no desire for woman. This is what we desire. And these malaika, they tell Lut alayhi salam, they don't worry, we have come now for their own destruction. And thereafter Allah Ta'ala instructs Lut alayhi salam that now you must leave with those that believe and come out. So Lut alayhi salam inquires from them that when is Allah Ta'ala going to destroy them? So he says that إِنَّ مَوْعِدُكُمُ الصُّبْحِ. In the morning, Allah Ta'ala is going to destroy this entire nation of Lut alayhi salam. And thereafter Quran mentions, أَلَيْسَ الصُّبْحُ بِقَرِيبِ. Is not the morning near? The morning is going to come just now. But Lut alayhi salam was so upset, so embarrassed, so humiliated by their despicable action that he could not wait for them to be destroyed. So thereafter Quran makes mention that how Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. And we discussed many, many other nations also during the course of the tafsir, during the course of the month of Ramadan, like the nation of Nuh alayhi salam. We discussed other nations that were destroyed also. When Allah Ta'ala destroyed other nations, Allah Ta'ala just sent one punishment. Like the nation of Nuh alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala just sent the floods and the entire nation was destroyed. Like that the Aad and Thamud also, Allah Ta'ala sent one punishment and they were destroyed. But this nation, because of immorality and this despicable action that they were involved in, homosexuality, it earned the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent that Allah Ta'ala didn't just send them one punishment. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الصَّيْحَةُ مُصْبِحِينَ فَجَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلِيْهِمْ حِجَارَةً مِّن سِجِّينَ. The three punishments were sent upon them. First, Jibreel Aminu came and he screamed. And the scream was such that it caused their intestines to burst. But this was not sufficient. فَجَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا. Jibreel Amin, as we had recited also in the Taraweeh tonight, that how powerful and how strong he is. The Quwa, Quran refers to him, the one of strength. He was given the most amount of strength. Jibreel had 600 wings. And in Surah Najm, we had discussed about Jibreel. I mean also, وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى مَا ضَلَّ صَوَابِكُمَ مَا غَوَى وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَى عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى. Allah Ta'ala talks about Jibreel Amin, that he came and taught Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shadeedul quwa, the one of a lot of strength, very, very strong. So Jibreel Amin has 600 wings and he just used the tip of one of his wings to lift up this entire nation of Lut. He lifted them up so high that the barking of the dogs of the nation of Lut alayhi salam could be heard on the first heaven. Thereafter he turned his nation around and dropped them onto the ground. And thereafter Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَأَمْتَرْنَا عَلِيمْ حِجَارَةً مِنْ سِجِّينَ. Allah Ta'ala was not finished with them. And thereafter they began raining upon them boulders and rocks to completely wipe out and obliterate this nation to such an extent that even up till today that area is called the Dead Sea. It's something that you can take no benefit from it. So such was the wrath and the anger that this nation had earned of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So friends and elders, a very, very severe warning for us in this incident also. This deed of theirs, this despicable deed of theirs, in the past it was something that was looked down upon. If someone did it, he was regarded as having some kind of defect or some kind of problem. But unfortunately we are finding that closer, as we are going closer towards Qiyamah, this evil action is now gaining momentum. And we are in such times now when Allah protect us, it has even become a crime to speak out against it in certain countries. And it's being promoted. Is it openly being promoted in our schools? LGBTQ and whatever else it is being called. This is being promoted. Small children are being taught about it. Sometimes one person mentioned that even the cereal boxes, etc., are being used now to promote this despicable act. We make dua to Allah Ta'ala, may Allah Ta'ala remove this sin from amongst us and protect our families and our progenies from this evil, despicable deed. So we find that it was such an evil deed. And Quran talks about it openly. Many, many places Quran talks about it. Not just in the para that we recited today. But there are so many juz of the Quran that this deed is mentioned and mentioned with severe warnings. And openly mentioned, there's no way of interpreting it as not being haram. It is clearly haram and it is clearly evil. And any person that commits this action, denying it to be haram, may Allah protect us, may Allah save us, this person has left the fold of Islam. So it is very, very severe and very, very harsh warnings in the Quran and Majid regarding this. And it is something that should be very, very alert and careful of in today's time. Thereafter, Allah Ta'ala, we continue with this surah of the Quran, Surah Dhariyat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of our purpose in this world. First, Allah Ta'ala mentions about His greatness. وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ وَالْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا فَنِعْمَ الْمَاهِدُونَ وَمِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. That Allah Ta'ala created the sky and held it up there. How powerful, how strong, how mighty is Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala spread out the earth. And how good is Allah Ta'ala in creating the earth. And Allah Ta'ala mentions for everything. Allah Ta'ala created pairs. Allah Ta'ala created opposites. وَمِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَنَا زَوْجَيْنِ. Man, woman, you get opposites in everything. You get good, you get bad, you get healthy, you get sick, you get the color, something that is white, you get something that is dark. You get different opposites in everything. And this is how Allah Ta'ala created variety in the world. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala mentions, after mentioning the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions that what is our duty? فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Hasten towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنِّي لَكُم مِّنُ نَذِيرٌ مُّبِينٌ. Allah Ta'ala tells Nabi Akrim s.a.w. that instruct them that I am for you a clear warner. وَلَا تَجْعَلُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ. إِنِّي لَكُم مِّنُ نَذِيرٌ مُّبِينٌ. And thereafter in the next ayat, Allah Ta'ala makes mention of why we were created. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That Allah Ta'ala has not created man and woman except for only one reason. We have come into this world for only one reason. إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. To make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is our duty in this world. In every single aspect of our life, whatever we do, we must do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if it means us going and earning our livelihood. But we do it with a correct niyat, we will also get reward and thawab for it. We do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why am I earning my livelihood? So that I can eat and I become nourished, I can feed my family, and I can do ibadat, and my entire family can do ibadat thereafter. Thereafter we recited the next few surahs, we will not go into the tafsir of it. The last surah that was recited tonight was Suratul Hadid. There Allah ta'ala makes mention, Allah ta'ala draws an example of the life of this world. اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب وله وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد. They know well and understand that the life of this world is only a play, is only an amusement. It is temporary, it is going to come to an end. It is not something that is going to last forever. لعب وله وزينة. It is all about beautifying, adorning, وتفاخر and to compete and show off. And that is what it is all about. That a person will want to adorn, will want to beautify, will want to have the best of things. Why does he want to have the best of things? To show someone else. If he was the only person there, then there will be nobody else to show it to. So that is what is the life of this dunya. وَزِينَةُ وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. And to increase in wealth, to accumulate wealth, to accumulate wealth, and to accumulate in progeny. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala draws an example, كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارِ. Allah Ta'ala draws an example of the farmer. So this farmer plants crops. And after a while, Allah Ta'ala causes the rain to make those plants grow. And the farmer becomes very, very happy. Thereafter, ثُمَّ يَهِيجُ فَتَرَاهُ مُصْفَرًّا. After a while it dies, it withers, and it becomes yellow. And it's something that is thrown away thereafter, and it becomes difficult to even dispose of it. So that is how this world is also. Today it's beautiful, tomorrow is something that you are looking to do, how you're going to dispose of it. It becomes something unwanted, and it's difficult to dispose of it also. And like that everything changes. Today you got the latest of something, tomorrow it's something that's outdated. And you have to continuously chase after it and chase after it and chase after it. وَلَيْ يَمْلَأَ أَفَاهُ إِلَّا الطُّرَابُ. And nothing will stop his running after this dunya except that sand that will cover him in the grave. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. Thereafter in the next ayat Allah Ta'ala mentions that what is our duty? سَابِقُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا كَأَرْضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Compete with one another also. Compete in what? Towards the mercy and the forgiveness of your Rabb. And go towards Jannat that Allah Ta'ala has prepared for you. U'iddat lil muttaqeen, which has been prepared for the muttaqeen, for those who have taqwa. We have run out of time. We make dua to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala make us from amongst those whom in this Mubarak month we earn our Jannat and we are safe from the fire of Jahannam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.